السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 25th of October 2025, corresponding with the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept all our du'as and grant all of us husni khatima. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Junaid Mutta and Dawood Mutta. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, in 95-99% of the cities, countries of the world, and in South Africa also, mashallah, the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah al-Hadid, chapter number 57 of the Noble Quran, referring to the iron and steel, and verses 15, 16 and 17. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. فَالْيَوْمْ, hence today, the day of justice. لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَا, it will not be taken from you, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who only paid lip service to Islam, but in their hearts there were no iman, nothing, and they just would make a mockery sometimes of Islam and so forth and so on, like we see today. Allah protect our iman in Islam. So لا يُخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَا, no ransom, no compensation will be taken from you on that day of justice. وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and not from those people who are the non-Muslims and they are sane and mature. The minors and children who are not yet mature, through the grace, mercy, fadl and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they will enter Jannah and paradise with the grace and mercy of Allah. So no bribery, no corruption, no compensation, no ransom on that day. That day, Maliki Yawmiddin, the beginning of the opening chapter, where Almighty Allah teaches us, Allah is the sole exclusive owner of the Day of Justice. Ma'waakum an-naar, and your resting place, your abode will be Jahannam, the fire. Allahumma ajirna min an-naar. Allah Jalla wa'ala, protect and save us from the fire. Hiya maulakum. You see the pronoun there, hiya. Hiya refers to naar. Naar is feminine in Arabic. So hiya maulakum. So yeah, the ulama, yeah, the mufassirin and commentators of the noble Quran have translated it in two ways. So in Arabic, hiya maulakum, hiya awlakum. So that is the best place for you. Best place meaning that the punishment must suit the crime. So you had all the opportunity, all the occasions, and yet you continued with your kufr and blasphemy. You continued with your shirk and polytheism, idol worship. You continued with your nifaq and hypocrisy. You thought you will get away with it, but today is the day of justice, the day of judgment. So that is more deserving for you, that you go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. When we enter Jannah and paradise, Jannat al-Firdaus, it is fadlam wa rahmatam min Allah Jalla wa ala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. When he or she, the non-Muslim, Hussein and mature, enters Jahannam and the hellfire, it is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. So maulakum awlakum. Second meaning, hiya nasirukum, that the Jahannam will assist you and help you. Now how can Jahannam help them and assist them? You called us in our Arabic jargon, Allah sabidit tahakkum, that Almighty Allah is mocking them, ridiculing them, as they used to mock Islam, mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, and mock us the Muslims, as you can see today, that what a mockery they make of Islam and Muslims and so forth. So that is Allah Jalla wa'ala telling them, you are talking too much, now go in the fire and the fire will help you. Meaning Allah is ridiculing, belittling them and mocking them. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. What a horrible, terrible place to return to. And that is Jahannam. And if you want all the verses, write it down, O ulama, O students, O brothers, sisters, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64, 65, for the kuffar, the non-Muslims, who rejected the articles of faith. Almighty Allah states, Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has cursed the non-Muslims. Wa'adda lahum sa'ira, and has already prepared for them the blazing fire. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there in Jahannam forever and ever, everlasting doom and gloom. La yajiduna waliyaw wala nasira. For them there is no protector and no helper there. Allah protect us. Allah mahfazna min. Allah wajirna min al-nar. Chapter number 33, verses 64-65. For the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, people who have associate gods and demigods and semigods, so they make it themselves and then they worship it. Chapter number 4, verse number 48, Surah Nisa. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily, Allah will never forgive those people who ascribed, associated somebody, something to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Then the munafiqeen, those people who had Muslim names, but outwardly they were Muslim, inside the inner recess of the heart, no iman. So remember for them, Almighty Allah states, Inna al-munafiqeena fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar. They will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest prison dungeon in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Allah protect us min an-nifaqi wal-kufri wa-shirki. And that is chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 145. In the next verse, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us a wonderful lesson. This verse here, which we're doing now, chapter number 57 and verse number 16. When you study the lives of the awliyaullah, the ahlullah, the khasan-e-khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, you find one person's name is prominent. Was that person initially in his life, he was involved in music and many other Islamic activities. Then one day he heard a person reading the Quran Sharif. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. What? You see that Hamza in the starting, what you call Alif, in the proper Arabic you call it Hamza. Hamza istifam, interrogative, a question. What? Has the time not come? أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. For the people were true Iman. أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That the true believers, they submit to the remembrance and the zikr of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And whatever truth has been revealed, that hit him straight in his heart. How can I be involved in all these vices, music and so forth, and musical instruments? If you want a masterpiece kitab on this topic here, Sheikh Albani Rahmatullah Ali gave me personally in 98 when I met him in Jordan, Amman, and Tahreemu Alati Turb, that musical instrument haram in Islam. That's a masterpiece in Arabic. In Urdu, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, we met him several times. He passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. Islam or Musiki, in Urdu that is. And Islam and Music, and English, Slippery Stone by Khalid Beg. These three books are masterpieces in various languages. So now he's thinking that Allah has given me such a wonderful, beautiful voice, and I am misusing it, abusing it. Let me change my life around. And now the zikr starts, the kalima starts, everything starts, Durood Sharif, istighfar. Now the heart is saturated with the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O Muslim, O Muslimah, study the entire Quran Sharif. 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. You will not find the word kathira, the word kathira, abundantly, profusely, for any action in the Quran, only for zikr. This morning, tahajjud time, 3 o'clock, 3:30, you woke up, you read 2 rakat salat, you were there sleeping with your spouse, you woke your wife up, your wife woke you up, you read 2 rakat salat. Allah Jalla Wala is that God, is that supreme being, His majesty, sovereignty, authority. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when they read the 2 rakat salat, husband, wife, Allah Jalla Wala instructs the angels in Malaika, write down my servants' names, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those men and women who remember me abundantly. We do so little but 2 rakat salat, 2 rakat namaz, Allah writes down our name, instructs the angels, that their name must be included in those who remember me abundantly. We do little, but Allah's fazl, Allah's grace is considered as so much, million, billion, zillion. And Allah gave us million, billion, zillion. بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. We can never ever count it, encompass it. But Allah says, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. All these things given to you in this worldly life is very little in comparison with Jannah and what I have in store for you. So therefore, yesterday was Friday, today is Saturday. So you finish your Jummah Salat, and now you're going back to your job, to your shop. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Chapter 62, verse number 10. Allah says, you go back to your shop, you go back to your job, go back to your farm, and remember Allah Jalla Wala abundantly, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you will be successful, subhanallah. So every day you see the modern world, 8 billion plus people. So secularism, capitalism, socialism, Zionism, every ism in Islam is haram besides Islam. Remember that. So why? Because all these systems are only for focusing, concentrating on the physical body. Do this exercise, do this jogging, do this diet, all these things there. But Islam says we must eat also halalan tayyiba, pure, wholesome. not things that are doubtful and haram. And we must also worry and be focused on the spiritual side. So the nourishment for our heart, for the inner body. So today we are overnourished when it comes to our physical body and malnourished when it comes to our heart. So therefore, we must remember that the zikrullah, tilawat of Quran, la ilaha illallah, durood sharif, salawat ala nabi al-mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istighfar, this is nourishment for our heart, spiritual nourishment. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. What has the time not come for you, O believers, O Muslims, O Mu'min? أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That you submit to Almighty Allah with the zikr and remembrance of Allah, the Quran Sharif Tilawat. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَهُ. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you're teaching it to others. Muslim Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Almighty Allah, for those people who are attached to the Quran, Allah will elevate them. And those who are detached, and we don't worry, Allah forbid, Allah will humiliate, disgrace and relegate them. See today where we are. To learn these ahadith will help all of us. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Whatever the truth is revealed in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, so in the Sahaba, the Awliyaullah, so all that we must accept. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is the student of Imam Malik rahimahullah. They asked him, what you say of Imam Malik, O Imam Shafi'i? He said, هو نجمون. He's a star shining in the sky. Huwa Habibi, is my beloved. Then they asked him, O Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, how come you wrote a whole book against your teacher that on this issue you don't agree with him? On that issue, Master, you don't agree with him. So he said that, why? I love Imam Malik, but I love the haqq and the truth even more than I love Imam Malik. Wal haqqu wa haqqu wa yuttaba. So that is what we must learn. Today we just follow like a Pied Piper, blind following, you know. This person said this, this person said that. But where's the Dalil and where's the evidence for it? So many things we are doing. It doesn't have any place in the Sharia and so forth and so on. So we need to know. We can't just be Bam Dada M Karta Huta. My father, grandfather, great grandfather did this, so we're just doing like sheep. No, Islam don't allow that. So always look and search for the truth. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا. And they should not be كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, like the people who were given the book before us, the Jews and the Christians been قَبْلُوا before. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. And then a long period elapsed, you see that. So the longer the time passed, then what happened to majority of the Jews, Christians? That they were not interested in Islam, in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts have become so hardened. You must remember that. That وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. You see, Allah says majority of them became fasiqun. They became transgressors, sinners. And they went beyond the limits. So our heart should become soft. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, one sahabi, student, companion of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, comes. Inni ajidu fi qalbi al-qaswa ya Rasulallah, that I find in my heart that there is hardness and harshness. What must I do, ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that imsah yadaka ala ra'asil yateem, put your hand on the head of the child who is an orphan, 4, 5, 6 years old, and the biological father of that baby, of that minor, has passed away. So today our maids, they work by us. So many of them, the fathers have died and we don't know where they are. So they are like yateem, these children. How many of us will put our hand on their head and so forth? It's very easy to put our hand on the Palestinian child, Syrian child. They are so handsome, the youngsters, so beautiful, the daughters and so forth. But it doesn't apply to them only, it applies to all the yatama and all the orphans. So we should be clear. So that is how the heart will start melting. وَأَتِّمِ الْمَسَاكِينَ You go take your food, take your money, take your clothing, and go give the poor and needy, Muslim, non-Muslim. This is khairat, sadaqat, lillah, solely for the sake and pleasure of Allah and not zakat. So then the heart will start melting. Just see the prophetic prescription, how the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that what we are supposed to do and so forth, we should remember that. بِإِلَمُوا Know very well, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا That Almighty Allah gives life to the land and the sand after it is dead. You go in winter, June, July to South Africa, in the various parts, you look at the farms, you look at your orchards, you look at your gardens, they are lackluster, that they don't look so smart and attractive. But now you go to the farms and see that December time, January time, it is so lush and so plush. It is so beautiful. It brings joy to the farmer's eyes. He sits there with his children and grandchildren, admiring his farm. That same Allah who gave life to your farm, that gave life to your land and sand, we here in the farm, in northern, first time in life I come here, I never even knew there's a place like this in Limpopo. Allah Ta'ala reward my brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg. He picks me up, takes me here, and so forth. And our Haji Yusuf, Umar, Isa, Uncle Brownie, they in Rustenburg, you know, they make my life and are so easy for us. And here we are by Haji Umar Farooq, you see, Muhammad Ibubulya, his sons, mashallah, Mawla Mahmood and Mawla Masood. So they go out of their way to make our life here so comfortable. Allah reward them, reward their mother, family, everybody, you see that. So that is what we should know, how that life comes back to that farm and land and sand. Tomorrow on the day of justice, then everybody will be resurrected and stand in the court of Allah. Ending of Surah Yasin, May yuhyil idama wa yaramim. Who will give life to these bones? They are decomposed, disintegrated. Qul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. Say, Allah Jalla Wala will give life to it. Who created you the first time? So the same Allah will resurrect you as well. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ Indeed, we have explained in detail to you the verses and our signs. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ So that you may understand. But you know, in Urdu, there's a beautiful saying, اَغَرْ تُوْهِ نَجَاهِ تُبَحَانِ حَزَارِ If you're not interested in something, then they will make thousand excuses. They will tell you it's not scientifically proven. So how many scientists, you must remember, believe in any religion? 90%, 80% of them are atheists. But when death comes, then they want to wonder and ponder. Ask them how many hair on their body and ask which scientist can answer it. So ask them how many drops in the ocean, how many blades of grass in the farm. So million questions, billion questions you can ask them and they don't know. So Allah Jalla Wala created us. He gave us this entire universe and dunya for our benefit. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا So we have us use the bounties of Allah as long as they are permissible so that we come nearer and closer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah will give us tawfiq. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We come now to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. You Jutlas and Jutlis, you Jews, you Jewess, you Zionists, listen. This is what Gideon Levi, your Jewish person, writes in the Haaretz newspaper. I saw it last night myself. He says, Israel, you must remember, the government, it takes pride in itself for torturing people and abusing people. What an indictment upon them. One of your leading journalists there, Israel, writes, the Israeli government takes pride in itself in torturing people and abusing them. Who? The Palestinians. Whether they are Muslim, whether they are Christian, whether they belong to any other religion. And they say that we are all Goyim. We are just, you understand, Gentile. And they say that international law does not apply to Israel and the Jews because they are the selected, chosen people of God. That is what Smotrich, the Harami, the war criminal said. So everything we have documented, you must remember, we have to name them, shame them, and nail them, you must remember. Then Marco Rubio, the Shaitan, the Secretary of State, Foreign Minister of America, what you want to poke your nose there, you and Kushner and Witkoff, if somebody puts a bullet through you, is 100% justified from Palestine. So now listen to what this Harami has to say. He says in the future post-war, Hamas must not feature at all, and UNRWA must not feature at all. So who the hell are you to say all that? United Nations resolution, there they said, the ICJ, that Israel must allow UNRWA to come back there and the aid must flow. Are you also promoting the genocide and starvation, you Harami? Are you also another prostitute? How much did they pay you, the Zionists and APEC and all of them? Hamas will stay there whether you like it or not. In 2 years plus, you could not finish them. America, Europe, India, Germany, all these Arab tonpot dictators, Murtadun, Khabizun, Ghaddarun, these traitors and apostates, they were helping you. Your Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, and even Qatar, and you still couldn't defeat them. And now you're speaking this, we wait for you, come there, on Salih al-Rahmah, inshallah, our Hamas will fix you up. The Hind Rajab Foundation has filed a crime complaint in Germany against the people who murdered her, a 5-year-old girl, and so beautiful, and she's crying, and what were her last words? She's telling the people, I can't speak to you, because blood is coming out of my mouth. I don't want to trouble my ummi. I don't want to trouble my mummy. She will have to wash my clothes. 355 bullets fired to her and a car and vehicle. Do you call yourself Muslim human beings? You are swines and pigs. You are donkeys and monkeys. You are dogs. That's what you are, Israel and you chutlas. And every word I use is mentioned in the Quran. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. Chapter number 62 and verse number 5. And chapter number 7 and verse 176. Allah has called you that, so we have no empathy, sympathy for you, Jutlas, Haramis, murdering small babies and toddlers, you baby killers, you killers of prophets and messengers. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, remember that. Very little aid is coming into Gaza. Because why? There, the majority of the MO places are still closed. You take the Rafah border is closed. And on the northern side of Gaza is still closed. You must remember that. So the settlers of IDF are the what? You have IDF. Those guys who are in uniform. They are the Israeli Defense Force, Diaper Force. You know that? When they see Hamas, they start messing their underwear. They wear 5-6 underwear, the Jutlas. And we call them the Israeli Diaper Force. They call them the Israeli Defense Force. So you got these settlers. Oh, ulama, oh, students, read this, learn this word. This is modern day Arabic. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin. Mustawtinin refers to the settlers, you must remember that. So every settler is a legitimate person to shoot and kill him. And he, Gideon Levy, said that the settlers, they are not human, they are subhuman. He wrote it in the Haaretz newspaper. So they are people who are helping the IDF murder and kill our Palestinians. Rubio, the Harami, says plenty countries are prepared to go into Gaza and to now dismantle and so forth Hamas. If there are many countries, why you don't name them? So you must remember that these Arab tonpot dictators, you think they'll come? You think your Saudis, Emiratis will come? They only know wine, dine, and swine. That's all they know, these Haramis. And you want to come tell us there, money doesn't work everywhere. So the freed Palestinians who were freed after 20 years, 25 years, and so forth. So majority of them, they were tortured in prison by the Israelis. Some of them were raped and so forth and so on. So Hamas still had 13 bodies yesterday, last night. Then we don't know what time that they're supposed to give two more bodies, but we know things are volatile there. So whether they gave it or not, we will wait for the fresh news to come from Hamas. We only will believe them, not the Jutlas and this one and that one and so forth. Food in Gaza is very, very expensive. You must remember that, because they have to bring it in from here and there and everywhere. So even though there might be some food in some places, but it is very, very expensive. So those of us, that's why every lecture I give, yesterday we gave lecture Jummah time here in Northern, beautiful masjid. And mashallah, they have two imams from Tanzania. They did beautiful Quran. One studied then Azadville and then went to Darul Newcastle, mashallah. So like that, mashallah, we find that they're doing yeoman service and great service here for the community. So the point I want to make is, we speak about Gaza, about Palestine. When are you a person in South Africa, whether you're a South African, whether you're a Somali, Pakistani, Indian, or you are from Bangladesh or the Arab countries, Egypt, Cairo, and wherever else, Morocco, but you are in South Africa, so you have the means to go to Palestine. So when are you going to go to Palestine? So we can't go, they banned us, you see that, but we've been there 5 times with Allah's help. So we must go there, take thousands and millions of rand worth of zakat and so forth, and go distribute it with your own hands. That's the best thing to do. Croatia, so you know Croatia, they have started military conscription, mandatory, compulsory, after 17 years. So they're expecting trouble. You know, there they got Serbia and Bosnia and all these areas there. America sends aircraft carrier towards Venezuela. So America, Trump and company, pakka war criminals, haramis, they want the oil of Venezuela. So now they say they got drugs there, they got drug cartels there. So they want to remove Maduro, because Maduro told them go to hell. So they use that as a pretext. So if anybody gets rid of America, Israel, he will do the world a favor. It's very easy, we all can do it. Just boycott American products. You see how they are crippled already. Starbucks, McDonald's, KFC. So our fatwa is all haram, all these things as it is. And the Israeli things, what you want to support them for? So as things you can, so abstain from it. And we cripple them. So financially, economically, so in that way, their economy will suffer. And you see, they got the shutdown there. It's gone for 3 weeks and more already. The U.S. sanctions the Colombian president, Petro, you see, he told Trump, go fly a kite and go to hell. You are a murderer, and 100% is a murderer. So Indian Sea brothers, see you, Patel and Desai and whatever your name is. So you must remember, we are here today in South Africa. We are here today in Britain. Today we are here in the West Indies. And where we are. But our roots are in India. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, that our forefathers, they migrated. Every day read 2 rakat salah to shukr and thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See, this is written in their newspapers. Go read it. In the Indian villages, the villages in India, they celebrated their Diwali with the cow dung. The dung of the cow. They take that, they smear it on their body, they throw it on one another, and that is how they celebrate. Allah, Jalla Allah, through His fadl, His grace, we're not entitled to it, but gave us Iman, gave us Islam. Otherwise, we should be also committing the kufr and shirk of the worst order. You see? Quickly, 2 incidents I give you that happened to me. It is 101, but I'll just give you 2. When I was in Karachi, we used to go many times, you know, by train, third class and all that, to India. So one day, I was in a third class train, opposite me was Babuji. You see, the Hindus, they like the name Babu, you see. So we were passing the Ganga, Jamna, the Ganges River. They believe it very holy. That their business got nothing to do with us. So this Babuji, he took out, you must remember, 1 nariyal, 1 coconut. And then I saw him myself, he's throwing it inside, you know, towards the Ganga Jamna. So I asked him, Babu, kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? He said, main khuda ko khilata hu. I'm feeding God. So I came nearer to him and asked him, Babu, tu khuda ko khilata hai ke khuda tujhe khilata hai? Are you feeding God or God is feeding you? So that is فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. So now he was totally perplexed and in his kufr. He said, but this Muslim guy is speaking the truth. How the hell can I even say I'm feeding God? You see. Then we're going in a taxi, Delhi, Bombay, wherever. Now the cow is passing. So there, you know, we use the word hooter, you know, to press the hooter. So there they say, horan, horan. So now we're all waiting, waiting. So I asked him, Babu, that why you don't press the horan kudabao now? So press the hooter. He said, nay, mana hai, khuda dar jayega. Khuda dar jayega. I can't press the hooter. The God will get frightened. Can you believe that in the 21st century, people still worshipping idols and cows and were taking the dung and all that, and then you press the hooter, the God himself, Allah forbid, semi-God, demigod and all that. So we must thank Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of His grace, mercy, benevolence, blessed us with Iman and Islam. Read two rakat, salatu shukr every day. Ireland has a new president, a female, and she's 100% pro-Palestine. I've been there, Dublin and all that. And 90%, 80% of the people in Ireland, 100% you can say, from the 90%, there's 80, 90, 100% are pro-Palestine. Why? They were under occupation also. They know what is occupation. And then they fought for their liberation. So therefore, they stand with the Palestinians. Free, free, Palestina, from the river to the sea. So well done to you. India, you must remember, there's a man who was working there in Saudi Arabia. So then he made a video, and it went viral there in Saudi. And he says that my boss and all that are making zulm upon me, oppressing me, and so forth and so on. So the Saudi media covers it up. He says, no, 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 no. There was just a misunderstanding. I told you 100 times, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. The Saudis are Najdis, for whom Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua. Where is Najd? The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Najd is in Riyadh, refers to Riyadh, the capital, and the surrounding areas, Qasim, and the surrounding area, Ha'il. So all that is Najd. So remember that the amount of zulm, oppression they do on their workers, whether they come from Pakistan or India, whether they come from Sri Lanka or Philippines, whether they come from Indonesia. Ma Salim, I tell you a nice story because you were there in Karachi that time we were studying. And what happened when Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was executed? What happens after that is between him and Almighty Allah. But two things he did, Bhutto did. For that you must admire him. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarallahu Marfadahu told him, Apko faisla karna hi hoga. On the 7th of September 1974, he went on TV, radio, everything, and he announced the Tadianis are non-Muslims and they're out of the fold of Islam. And we saw Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, how he cried in Masjid Nabawi when Sheikh Al-Azhar came to congratulate him. Sheikh Mahmoud Abdul Halim Mahmoud, I was present there in Masjid Nabawi, 1974 Ramadan. And he said, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded me, go tell Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, I'm very happy with him. You see, Khatm-e-Nubuwwat ki tahreek, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri passed away in October, Shawwal 1977. His beloved Ustad, Allama Shaykh Kashmiri, rahimahullah, passes away in 1933. Allama Shaykh Kashmiri used to say, if you are going to speak and defend the honor of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah, Allah jalla wa la will make it such that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for you on day of Qiyamah. Now imagine, these are the rijal, these are the people. So we should know these type of things there. So now you see that this Bhutto, you must remember when King Faisal, he and King Faisal, they also, they were very good friends. So he said, we got the money, but we don't have the personnel, the labor. He told Bhutto, told Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, told King Faisal, we will give you men. We want 100, you want 1,000, you want 1,000,000, we'll give you. Woman, I won't give you a single woman there in Saudi Arabia. That was his foresight. He knew what the Saudis and Arabs will do with the women. Just go see the abuse there and so forth. And then they just lie and hush up everything. But today you can't. Every person, every second person has a cell phone. And then they send the messages out. A terrible track record. All this World Cup and all that, all bribery, corruption, you must remember that. South African news quickly before we leave for the masjid. So remember, South Africa has been removed from the grey list. So at least now it seems that they're going a little bit in the right direction. South African government says, might is right, should have happened. On this earth, America should bully the whole world if there was no ICJ. But we have the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, and we have the ICC, so we can make our claims against Israel, against America, against any country, provided we have sufficient evidence. Several talks there with Indonesia. You see, they're having a big conference there and so forth, Indonesia, Malaysia. South Africa is all in the mix. South Africa is like Shankakom, you understand? Wherever it can gap in, it just gaps in, you must remember. Vote of no confidence against Lasufi. You know Lasufi is the premier of Gauteng, you see that? So the DA say we want to remove him and so forth. All nonsense of the DA. So you must remember, I got nothing to do with ANC. I never voted for them in my life, but you must speak the truth. So mashallah, that yesterday we had a nice program in the masjid, the Jummah time after Isha. Now we're going to the masjid. And mashallah, we'll have another program there after Fajr. And 5:30, you link up with me. And this will be our last program after Fajr, inshallah. Then we got many, many places to go. Kabristan, there in Rustenburg, my family is buried there. And remember, Wazir Mohana Mansoorul Haq, make dua for him, you know. Great service he gave to South Africa, to Darul Newcastle, mashallah, 16 years he taught there. And then we got another 3-4 places to visit my family and so, and do some cupping business also. So Allah reward Mohana Waja also. So Mohana Salim, we will speak to you 5:30, inshallah, from the masjid. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.